I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A Taliban suicide bomber in Pakistan killed at least 26 people, including 9 police officers, in the capital city of Lahore on Monday. The government says the attacker was targeting law enforcement, but FMI's Bruce Allen says that's not the whole story.
What the mainstream media is not reporting is that this is the second largest Christian colony in Pakistan where this blast occurred. And while this Taliban special group claimed that it was targeting police, the fuller story is that they're targeting police or security in Christian colony.
Pakistan has faced numerous attacks over the last couple of years, which has heightened the state of fear for believers. Allen's asking you to pray for boldness and strength for these Christians as they live out their faith. And have you ever heard of a congregation planting a new church through teenagers? Wally Kulikoff with Mission Eurasia recently led a mission team to hold an evangelistic English camp for Ukrainian kids. Of the 138 children and teens who attended, 83 committed their lives to Christ. The team worked with 2 other local churches for follow-up, and from there, God prompted an amazing opportunity.
The teens that came from the next village, they didn't have a house church. And so now they have a group of teens who've made commitments to Jesus Christ, and the church is designating a family or a couple to work with these teens in the next village who came to the summer camp. And so now there's a platform for the establishment of a new church.
Pray that these teens would stay grounded in their new faith. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering the free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.